We are live at the Cape Ann Farmers Market, and we are podcasting from the porch at the Cape Ann Visitor Center. Is it the Cape Ann Visitor Center or the Gloucester Visitor Center?
It's the Cape Ann Visitor Center, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's also the Gloucester Visitor Center because it's here, and it's so pretty. It's just gorgeous right now.
It is beautiful. To start off the Farmers Market today, there was glitch at the bridge for the first hour of the market, where the bridge was stuck up, and people couldn't get here unless they went all the way on the highway to get here.
And I was one of them stuck. I go up Centennial Road Drive there, Centennial Street, whatever, and I'm trying to tell people to turn around. They must have thought I was having some sort of problem.
Seizure.
Yeah. It was bad,
but you know what? I got the word that the bridge was stuck open, and I went the highway. And when I went the highway, it probably took me about 15 minutes to get here.
From
the dock.
From the dock. Yeah, it's not bad.
It wasn't too bad. I mean, the extension from between the two rotaries was backed up, which leads me to the next story. All right, if everybody hasn't figured it out now, there's going to be traffic for the next 3 weeks.
Yes.
On the weekends, especially.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
So if you have something to do, or you got to get to the beach, and if you leave at 9:30 in the morning to get downtown from East Gloucester or from the outskirts into town, it's on you.
Exactly.
It's
going
to take you a while.
It's going to take you a while.
You know what?
I don't want to hear
it. I embrace it.
Well, I mean, try to work around it. Plan your day a little earlier.
Yep. And make sure you pee before you leave your house.
Make sure you pee. It's all about making sure you pee.
Make sure you pee.
Right?
Or at least have your pit stops planned.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know how many people come to my studio, take a pee, and leave?
Right? So, so there is no reason. If you know for Saturday and Sunday, there's 10 events going on in town Saturday and Sunday. And if you don't plan accordingly, if you did leave your house at 9:30, it's on you.
I totally agree.
Nikki Bogan is here. Nikki, come over here.
Hey, Nikki.
We're pulling you in.
Pulling you in. Yay.
It's been an easy day today.
I'm worried about Felicia.
Oh, she's hard. You know what? She's going to be fine. Listen, any small business does not go on their first try, especially when you try so aggressively with a million different things. She's going to figure it out. She's going to come back stronger than ever.
As always.
And don't worry about this.
You're a great brother.
She's going to be solid.
Well, plus the bridge was up.
I can't imagine being you right now.
I know.
I feel terrible.
No.
I felt so bad for you.
No, I mean, there's nothing, but I'm just she's tried so hard.
I know.
No, and you know what? She's resilient. She's going to be just fine.
Yeah. She's so strong. She'll be fine.
She's going to be just fine.
I told her to go home and scream. She'll be okay. She's awesome.
No one knows the backstory right now. Yeah. We'll talk about the backstory after. But can you sit? I need you to sit down. We won't take you for long.
We have wine if you want.
Just samples, though. These are just samples.
That's all right.
Just samples.
I told Nikki earlier we should go to the Crow's.
I got some wine from Jewelltown Vineyards, and she told me Marcel Foch.
But we're not
beautiful.
We are just doing samples.
We're just doing little teeny.
They just let us have a little ounce.
That's it. That's all we're doing.
An ounce.
So Nikki, what year did the Cape Ann Farmers Market start? And were you one of the founders?
I was not one of the founders. I did come in the year after it started. It started in 2006, so next year's our 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
Holy mackerel.
Wow. Nice, right?
Yeah. So who was responsible? Well, it was Mark McDonough.
Mark McDonough and Melissa Diamond and the Cape Ann Food Co-op, because when they closed, they asked that some money they had left in the cooperative go to opening up a farmer's market.
It's very been cool. Fabulous.
And it's been a real learning experience.
Of course it has.
We've had our ups and downs, but it has been fabulous.
It's been fabulous.
You know, because you have to learn, you fall, you get back up.
The positive energy around here is infectious.
It's beautiful.
It's a gorgeous day. And,
I mean,
let's toast to Nikki our samples.
Oh, sorry.
Our samples.
To Nikki.
Wait. Here's to the volunteers behind the scenes, because Nikki gets recognition, I'm sure. But here's to all the volunteers behind the scenes.
So
you want to name some of the key people?
Oh, there's
who's the lady that's always manning the book?
Jan Klein.
Oh, my God.
Single-handedly created that book sale. I told her the first year, it will never work. She makes over $2,000 a year for our market. Yep. She has the whole community involved. It's a beautiful thing. She shows up every week. It's amazing.
She's got great books there.
She's amazing. She actually has books donated that are worth like $100. Mm-hmm. She has them on eBay. She's amazing.
Yep.
I'm going to go buy some of this. This Jewel is Town Vineyard. I am going.
Melissa Diamond and oh, there's so many. We have a 20-member advisory committee who are, they've been with us for 8 years. They don't leave. They come every single event. They're here helping out. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah.
So Nikki, the farmers market's been in three different locations. Do you track? Do you track different stuff year to year?
We try.
You try.
Yes.
All right. So what? Like now, the big move and the most permanent move seems like the move here to Statesport Park. The reasons behind that, I'm assuming, were parking. Or why don't you tell us?
So what happened on Harbor Loop was when we started, we only had 7 vendors, and then we kept growing. We were up to about 20 vendors, and we really wanted to keep growing. There was great potential, but we would have had to then cut across Harbor Loop and start affecting all the businesses there. Like there's a nice fishery there. I don't know his name. Peter. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Peter Mullen. Yeah.
Peter Mullen. And we would have had to start blocking his driveway, which we couldn't do. And then there was the Coast Guard station. Yeah. So basically, in order to grow, we had to move. So we were asked to go to I-4C2.
Yeah.
And which we did, and that didn't work out so well. That
it was warm down there. It was like a dust bowl.
And then there was like 2 hurricanes that rolled through that year, and it was heat. And then you know, it wasn't a great fit. And then Stagefort Park was mentioned, and it's been beautiful.
The parking here is just
incredible.
Look at the location. I mean, you look.
We won't lose it.
We have vendors who arrive here, and they're like, "We don't care if we sell anything. We're so happy to be here." And customers, and the great thing is so many people from Gloucester who say, "I never even come to this park," and now they're here for the farm. So it's really been.
And this is a gorgeous.
I have to say, as stressful as this is sometimes, coming to work here is amazing.
You've done
so
a great job.
Beautiful. Well, like Joey's right. It takes so many people, including you guys, who have supported us from the time we were babies.
Well, you could see, you know what, it's easy to get on board with something like this.
I mean, it's exciting when like, you
oh yeah, you know, this is such a treasury to come over here and hang out with all these awesome people with positive attitudes and food and awesome food. It's really, we're really putting ourselves out.
I mean, that really first day you open in June, it's like this.
It's pretty exciting,
it's
right?
It's very exciting.
Yeah. We're only samples, Kim.
You feel like
Kim Smith is here, Paul Morris in his hair as well. Say hi, guys.
Funny. Every year in October, we're like, okay, it's done. And then we can't wait for it to start again in June.
Well, we should also mention the autumn market.
Yeah, we have our indoor markets. We have an awesome harvest market on Middle Street.
Yeah.
The UU Saturday before Thanksgiving. That's been amazing. And then we added a holiday fair at Christmas time, and we're thinking of doing a Halloween market this year. So that's our newest.
It doesn't stop. Well, the UU is another one of these organizations that, like, you don't even have to be in some domination. What am I looking for?
Denomination.
To appreciate the great work that they do in the community.
And they've been wonderful to us. Everybody has, really. I mean, I have to say, the city's been incredibly supportive, the community, all the nonprofits. It's been great.
Is Lara LaPianca? I don't know how to say it.
LaPianca?
Yeah. Really? That's how you say her name? Holy crap, I never got that right. Is she still involved? She's doing
backyard growers. Yeah.
Is that part, or is this a subset?
It was. So we basically, you know, she launched that as a little tiny program under the farmer's market. Like, we were talking, and she said, hey, I want to do this, and it was... And she just grew it to the point where it was like, you know, she needed to go and do her own thing.
Yeah.
So now we've separated. So we partner, but we're not under each other anymore. Yeah. So she's doing great.
She has those baby chicks that time in the window.
I know.
And are they gone? The chicks
gone?
Yeah,
she sold them all.
Yeah. Aww. And they're not chicks anymore.
Yeah. They grow up really fast.
Yes,
right.
They
and they
do.
Get really messy.
Yeah, but they were so cute on the window on Main Street.
Kids loved it. My kids loved it. I mean, that brought a whole... That whole section, that whole section of Main Street, the east end of Main Street...
Yeah, it's really growing.
Bam!
Yeah.
I mean, the Lid House, Alexander's Bread's been there now, the pet store,
and
Stone's Pub.
And who's next to Backyard Growers? There's that beautiful space, but I don't know what they do in there.
Is that the Circle Spa or something?
I don't know.
Oh, is that Michael Barna? The guy that was a bartender?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Michael Barna.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of a salon for men or something.
Yeah. How is that?
Yeah. wait. Was that not the right word?
No,
yeah, does that mean whorehouse? I don't think it's a whorehouse if that's what we're doing.
No.
It sounds like something you and I wouldn't do, Joey.
Was that wrong? Sitting around talking literature. Oh, no. That's good. Yeah, I don't know. But it looks beautiful.
You're just reading the article.
Right.
You're just reading the article. That's all.
Salon for men, yes.
There's also that Mac Daddy down there in the computer store.
Yeah. They're both. They do PCs. Yeah.
PCs and Mac.
Oh, I didn't know they did PCs.
There was a PC specialist and a Mac specialist, mm-hmm. and they teamed up and rented a space together.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. And they have like all the, like, the, you know, the stuff that you need. Like, every time I think mm-hmm. I need something, like a cable for...
Oh, in a pantry.
Oh, that's a good idea.
In a pantry, I just walk in the door and they have that.
Like those, especially if you're a Mac person, because nothing is compatible. So you go there and they're like, oh, we have that connection to make your projector work.
And the computers they have are Craigslist competitive.
Yep.
In other words, they can compete with Craigslist.
Oh, I should go check them out. Yep.
And he rebuilds the things.
And Animal Crackers, where they have my daughter's food.
Good for you.
I love Animal Crackers.
Me too. Mm.
Stone's Pub.
Stone's Pub.
Boom.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
And Sage.
Sage.
Jamie Berger, runner-up in the best bartender.
Yeah, it's all politics, man. It's all, you know.
It's all great.
How many friends do you have?
The winner is a winner.
That's true.
Well-deserved. So, you get this beautiful day. Nikki, when does the farmer market go? October what?
October 10th.
October 10th.
8th.
Columbus
Day weekend,
last year,
right?
Thank you. Oh, I got that wrong.
I just posted every single date.
Oh, here's an announcement.
For the thing on the calendar today.
Right, here's an announcement. So Felicia was going to be here. So all of a sudden, we have to get on top of this stuff. All of a sudden, we're here podcasting. We posted 15 posts today about the farmer's market. You know, and... But James, so I asked James, I said, James, we got to get the farmer's market dates on the calendar because it's always sticky at the top. It's the number one post all the time on Good Morning Gloucester. So you're at it now.
Thank you.
You're boom. Thanks
to
James.
Of course, if I had any idea how to do these things, I would have let you know our dates, but I can't.
Because it's usually Columbus Day weekend.
It's usually right before. But I can't figure out how to get something from your thing to Facebook. I'm so bad at this.
I asked her to do something one time, and she got the blank stare like, what? Yeah, I could tell.
It took me a year to figure out how to get a picture onto Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. A year.
See, there's a market for that.
So you had that little blue head for a year?
Yeah. The anonymous blue head.
I won't even friend anybody if they have the blue head.
If they have the blue head.
I'm like, okay, if I can't see what you look like, maybe I recognize you. I'm not friendly.
I will not.
You could be Al Qaeda for all I know.
I will not accept anybody that on Twitter or anything that doesn't have a profile picture because I'm skeptical.
Right. That's exactly.
I'm
correct.
Like that is just, a that's a spam
egg.
Bot. That is totally a spam bot, and it's out to destroy my computer. I want to come. I want to podcast from here every week.
Are we in paradise right
now? This is pretty sweet. Yeah.
Are you kidding? We got this. We're in the shade.
I got this view right here in front of me.
This view.
You
know
what?
We should bring our bathing suits and go for a swim.
Our vendors go for a swim.
Yeah, I know.
They set up and then they jump in and have.
Can we talk about the table that we're podcasting off of?
We can talk about.
Where did this come from?
Oh my God.
East Gloucester. Do you know Charles de Gaspian de Beaubien?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Charles de Gaspian de Beaubien.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, his two great daughters.
Is it right? The house to the left of his house, if you're facing his house, they had a yard sale.
They had a yard sale. I got something at that yard sale.
I got this table at that yard sale.
I got a flat file. I love it. Yeah.
Right? So this table was all beat up. It was from a basement,
this.
And it was all. So I sanded it down, and it's got 6 coats of spar varnish on it.
Wow.
And it's our new Johnny Carson. Like Johnny Carson had that table that he got.
The desk.
The desk? Right. This is the Johnny Carson desk. The Joey C. desk.
This is very beautiful.
It looks really great.
For $15, it comes with about $20 worth of materials.
It's beautiful. And you have a shelf. It's very nice.
It was originally
when I first saw this table because we were cooking out and I didn't even want to put anything on it. But now it looks sturdy. It didn't look sturdy even.
How many? 8 coats?
Six coats. Spar varnish. Marine.
I was just going to say it looks like from a boat. Like it's very beautiful. It's
from
gorgeous.
A hunter or a hunter.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very
I was
nice.
Going to use it for my grilling station, but now it's going to be my podcasting.
This is perfect.
We're just going to go on location all the time and podcast on location.
That's good.
And we're going to have samples. We're going to bring samples.
Jewel Town Vineyard. Have you tried the meat?
We have to go to Jewel Town Vineyards.
From Seaview?
No, that mead, it's like a honey wine. It's right next to this.
I told you. What did I tell you?
Next podcast.
Until this is gone, is the second the last drop is gone,
he'll be gone.
He'll vanish.
He'll
be like the Flash.
That was a very good yard sale, though.
That was a fantastic.
Yeah, that was a good yard sale.
That's so funny. You never know what you're going to find at those yards.
I got this.
You could put another 1/7,000th of a drop in there.
Just one drop.
You can fit more in
there.
That's
it.
There you go. There you go. Oh, you spilled some. Are you going to lick that off the table? What are you going to do?
On my table? That we just talked about for 10 minutes?
No, it just rolls off the varnish.
He's lying.
He's lying. So 2 days from now, Paul Morrison, are you going to be...
Carol Channing would say that there's not a spot of wine on that. No.
Are you going to do the black work? And he's spilling it all over the
table. No, he's not doing
he's
it, I guess.
Drunk already. Are you doing the... You're not going to do the blackboard joust this year?
I'm going to do it tomorrow morning on Friday. Just
what?
To feed everybody. I'm going to be 24 hours ahead of everyone.
No, the whole fun
so
is you have the little transponder so we can track you the whole way and say, look for Paul Morrison, and we give
you
away the prize.
You want to do that tomorrow?
I don't want to do it tomorrow. I want to do it the
Black.
Why aren't you doing
tomorrow.
It? No. Why aren't you doing the Blackbird Challenge?
It's more. Last year it was more fun to be in a boat and make sure that everybody made it all the way around.
What a disappointment!
Yeah, I'm going to be on the dog bar watching everyone with binoculars. I have to enter.
I'll probably.
Are you a volunteer?
Yeah, I'm a volunteer. Yeah. Charlie and I.
I'd like to do that one year.
Do you bring Jewelltown Vineyards samples with you when you're on the Jewelltown Vineyards? Is going to get more plugs today.
It's going to get a little slurry later in the cast. I think it's Jewelltown Vineyards.
I don't think because we're only having 1 ounce a piece.
1 ounce. That's it.
That's all.
We're having seven of them though.
No, just one.
Just one.
Well, only Paul.
Just Paul. Yeah, but he's not involved with this podcast.
Robert Duck has put 4 back.
All right, I'm going back to work. I'm feeling...
Nikki, thank you so much.
Are you okay now?
Thank you for coming.
Well, I'm all right. I'm a little worried about your sister.
No, she's going to be fine.
She'll bounce back.
Listen, everything... What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's right.
She's going to come back.
I know she is, but she's been struggling really hard just to get here. Yeah. And then, of course, this.
It's going to be
fine.
Who
originally said that thing? Nietzsche?
I don't know, but I Nietzsche. Firmly
whatever
believe
doesn't kill
whatever. Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Yep. I think it's Nietzsche.
What
right?
doesn't kill you?
I remember when I was working insane Nietzsche hours down the dock, and right. I thought I was going to collapse, and making starting at 2 o'clock in the morning, taking runs into Boston with loads of, truckloads of fish and having it unloaded by hand. And I remember, physically shaking midday and saying, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how. And I would just say to myself over, if I don't die from this, I'm just going to be stronger tomorrow. If I don't die from this, I'm going to be stronger tomorrow. That's when we had fish.
You just in the old days.
That was when my father was there, and we would, we were filling trailer loads of fish a day, and now,
And it's life is a journey.
I know, but she.
It's hot. Some days I want to just work on the trash trucks.
And the first year in any small business is a bunch of experiments figuring out what you need to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have most of what you need to fundamentally run the business. The second year is all about the dream stuff.
Yeah.
And right.
Ooh,
If I only had
7 interns and I only had this piece of equipment and that piece of equipment, I would be able to not work and just watch it all happen. Yeah. And
that's not true. That's not how it goes.
It depends. We watch. You know how many businesses we've helped to launch, and also we've watched grow and we've watched fail. So it's been like a really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I bet that is interesting.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here's a question. What do you think were some of the recurring themes in successful businesses at starting out at the farmer's market level?
Oh, yeah. Consistency. Just sticking it out 18 weeks no matter what happened. Talking to people, remaining calm, not being reactive when you could be really... Mm-hmm. I'm serious. And taking it in slow steps. Keeping your expectations not low, but in check. Yeah. Right. Some people come in with this idea they're just going to... It's like there's no way you can do that. Right.
Well, there's a big difference between expectations and goals.
Right. And
expectations become like a psychological nightmare.
Right, exactly. And that's how you always fail, And so just to keep it... But we've watched so many people succeed and become so big they don't need to be here anymore,
And I think also when you run a small business, there are days that you go...
Yeah.
Why? Even these days ago.
Of course.
I know why.
So that's why our vendors will always say, you just got to look at the whole season. You got to look at the whole thing as a package. You can't look at it. And that's the thing. When you're sitting there, some days people love you.
Yeah.
And other days, for whatever reason.
Let me tell you something. Captain Joe and Sons. we've been over 60 years in business, right? Grandfather started it. 6 months of the year, our checkbook goes, if you can see this, because this is a podcast and you can't see it, but my hand is going to go lower and lower and lower and lower. Our checkbook gets decimated all winter long. There's days where we sit around for one boat that doesn't have a cell phone, so we can't communicate what time he's going to be in, and he shows up at 4:30 at night, and we've been there since 5 o'clock in the morning, and he brings in 46 pounds of lobsters. Okay, I mean, do you know how frustrating that can be?
Yeah.
And you have to remain calm, because as much as you want to scream at that guy for saying, I will pay for a cell phone for you to please call me when you're going to come in and I can meet you down. But it doesn't happen because they're stubborn or whatever. And you just suck it up because you know what? At the end of the year, in the fall, when the guy's bringing in 200 pounds of lobsters, you made money.
Yep. Right.
So, and
it's a balance.
Like Nikki said, couldn't have said it any better. You have to look at it as a whole and put the numbers together at the end of the year and make your decisions.
Yep. You know? And it can't be just one day.
No, and you know, people, I always say if it's slow, take the opportunity to talk to people, you know, just to meet people and introduce yourself and talk about what you're doing. And
when the weather's been like it's been,
we are so lucky. It's been perfect.
Outstanding.
I have to say, we've had three perfect years at Stage 4, knock on this beautiful table.
I know. So, yeah. And I love it up here.
Yeah, it's special.
It's almost like I could look forward to Thursday afternoon.
Oh, you're like the happiest person when you come running into the market.
I'm gonna listen to this podcast again, and I'm gonna put in the show notes, I'm gonna put Nikki's key to farmers market success, and I'm gonna write them in bullet points.
You're very nice.
But you're right.
Well, you know, it's just we've done this a long time, right?
Yeah, you see the trends, and that's why you ask those questions to help people. Yep. You said, listen, you don't even listen to this advice.
And I heard keep a cool head, basically.
Yeah. Yep. You know, you just have to. I mean, we've watched probably 250 businesses come through here.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like the people who just enjoy it and remain calm and look at the whole picture, they do great. Or they realize it's not for them, but one way or another, they.
Oh, it's some guy in this. Getting all this feedback. Some guy in this. This mega bass guy just drove by. I'm dying to hear this in the feedback because I can hear like what the podcast
but
sounds
like
in my earphones.
But I like hearing the people behind us.
Yeah. And we have beautiful music.
In the sounds of the little kids. They love the
Nikki,
sounds.
What on a weekly basis, are there certain things that you, every week you go home with from the farmer's market?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Why? Why? I don't think anybody's going to hold it against you.
All right. On a weekly basis.
I'm going to tell you mine. Okay, we're going to go around and everybody's going to say it. I'll say mine.
All right.
If I can still get it, because it always sells out, the granola at A&J, from A&J Bakery.
Yes, me too.
And Maitland Farms Pickles.
Yes, me too.
Is he here this year? Because I didn't
He's
see
here.
Him.
He's
You're going to go see both of them. Yeah. Nikki, go ahead.
I always go home with a big bag from A&J King. Bread, granola, fruit pies, cookies, pickles every other week because we can't eat the whole jar in 1 week. Usually I get lunch at Classic Cooks, dinner at Mark Cook Bread every night.
Good stuff, yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And she makes homemade yogurt, which is awesome.
Is that true?
It's
true. I gotta try that.
But she doesn't have it on her sign, but you gotta ask her.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
Interesting. We're breaking news.
Breaking news.
It's no longer a secret.
Hold on. I got this. I have this. Hold on. You're not going to be here, but this is a news ticker. At the Cape Ann Farmers Market, we have just broken news. You must ask for the homemade yogurt at the Marku Bread.
Yeah, she calls it Lebni.
What is it called?
Lebni, which is like the Middle Eastern name, Lebanese name.
Lebni.
It's amazing. It's like thick and beautiful.
They work really hard.
Yeah, they work really hard, but she's great.
What is that device that they cook on?
I don't know. That beautiful
stone. The dome?
Stone.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Is it dome?
And then she makes that homemade bread.
I know.
The naan. Is it naan? They call
it
naan?
It's like a naan, but I think naan is the Indian.
And it's
Lebanese. The Middle East. Yeah.
Wait, what's the difference? What are they? They're not Indians?
This you got to ask Maha. I don't know. This is out of my realm of
They're over there.
Right.
They're over there.
Me, I carry the clipboard.
She carries the clipboard. Collects the money. Donna, what do you walk away with?
Stuff from Marshall's, Farmer's Dave, all my fresh vegetables.
The fruit. Oh, yeah, you got to get fruit. Yeah.
And the blueberries.
And the blueberries and the raspberries.
And Classic Cook's chicken pot pie.
Oh, I'm going to get one of those.
It's unbelievable. And on Mondays, I get her. Sometimes I get her mac and cheese. And I'm not a big mac and cheese fan, but yours.
Everybody loves her mac and cheese.
But my Thursday night dinner.
I should get some for my girls.
Chicken pot pie from Classic Cooks.
All right. Before we go to James, I'm going to just say something because I forgot to mention this. The Marshall's Farm Stand. That's like the quintessential Gloucester market right now, right? So, farm. And they've been around for three generations, I believe.
I don't know.
Something like three generations, like my grandfather's business. And they, Felicia will tell you, I'll speak for her right now, they were so great in pointing out right now, this is what the hot, plan your recipes around these ingredients, working with her to put together a menu and supplying her with the items and stuff like that.
It's local.
Huge.
And he
props
fixed electricity for us today. Yeah. So not only does he grow great vegetables, but he came out and he hooked up all the electricity when it blew.
He is amazing.
He's a very nice guy.
And in the off season, I know Donna writes about this all the time, the alpaca. You could bring your children
there.
I knew I was going to get that reaction.
And when Frankie was born last year in August 3rd, I think, her birthday, I saw Frankie 3 days old. And I couldn't
How big is he now? Have you been back?
She. It's a she. It's getting there.
Yeah?
And then they have Ebony and Magnolia and Dakota. And I go over there.
It's a great place to bring your children.
You can bring your kids and they come right up there and the hostas.
I love alpacas. Do they spit?
No. I think llamas
What does that mean?
Oh, the llamas spit. One of them, they spit at you.
They spit.
Really?
They make a noise.
Yeah. They make a funny noise.
I think they have. There's something to do with the alpacas that they have some type of digestive system that makes something really interesting. I'm going to sound like an idiot.
We're at a farmer's market, you know. I don't want to talk about
that. No, their poop is good poop.
Oh, it's good poop? Oh, like good for the compost?
Yes.
So then we also have our goat cheese person. She has baby goats that she wants to bring to the
Someone
market.
Someone just adopted one.
I know.
Joanna Hatt.
I know.
Joanna Hatt. Right.
She adopted one of the goats.
A year old. But
from Somerville.
Little babies, they can hardly. And then Noah at Aprilla Farm has cows that he's raised from little
and
tiny
Aprilla
babies.
Cow? Aprilla Farm?
Yeah.
In what?
They're here
Hosses?
Too.
They're here too.
Hosses?
So we have Farmer Dave's.
Hosses.
Aprilla Farm. First Lake Farm. There are new farmers. They're out of Hamilton. And his father's a fisherman in Gloucester.
Really?
And what is his name? I don't know.
Well, we'll figure that out.
But he's, his father's great.
Look at my clipboard.
I got to look at my clipboard. And Aprilla Farm.
She just put herself into
wonderful.
A total pickle because if she doesn't remember everybody,
everyone.
She's screwed.
Cedar Rock Farm, that's Tucker out of West Gloucester.
What's the one from Rockport?
Cedar Rock. Sea View is out of Rockport, and then Cedar Rock is out of West Gloucester.
Sea View has great eggs.
Yep. I haven't heard of Cedar Rock.
That's Cedar Rock. They're
Rubber
here.
Duck loves Sea View. That's all
Rubber
everyone
Rubber Duck loves Sea View?
Yeah.
They have bosses, too.
The Vidalia onion pickle relish.
Yep. She came last year a few times, and then yeah. So, but Cedar Rock's doing flowers and vegetables. And we have Herb Pharmacy out of Newberry. She's got beautiful
And the
plants.
One who sells the heirloom tomatoes.
That's Arrowhead. Those are beautiful.
Those tomatoes, you have to buy two bushels. One for the ride home and one for when you get it.
Tomatoes on the ride home?
I eat
like the little
whole
cherry
thing. And I live 5 minutes
like an
away.
Apple.
Yeah.
Wow, what's so good about them?
Oh, my God. They're
like, they smell
You don't even put no vinegar or nothing on them?
No. You just pop them in your mouth. And
what, are they little baby ones?
The cherry one.
Oh, okay.
You know what my daughter does? She takes a cherry tomato, the little tiny mozzarella balls, and a piece of basil.
Yeah.
She just shoves it all together. That's her, like.
That's a go-to.
That's her snack.
That's a good snack.
If you just drizzle a little balsamic on that, then you take it to the next level.
But I eat it on the way home, and I'm, 5 minutes away.
You can't help yourself.
You have to buy two of them. And the peaches, too, are coming out.
The peaches are here.
Peaches.
Two farmers, I think,
Are they soft or are they hard?
They get
they're
really
soft.
Good.
See, I like
good.
Them hard. I like them that when you bite them, it comes off in one, thing. Like, I don't know. My father was completely opposite. Like, the softer, the riper, the juice coming down
when
your
it
face.
Comes down.
Yeah, I like that.
And to bake a peach pie, I think they're supposed to be soft.
Yeah.
But I noticed it, and I could smell them.
What else can we plug? Did anyone mention the guacamole, the salsa?
Oh, the black
coffee,
bean.
Coffee
the coffee. Roasting coffee.
And the black bean.
that blackened salsa. Now she's.
I'm scared to death now, though, because I was ready to, you know, leave after this, and now I'm scared to death that it's going to cost me a fortune.
It's going to cost me a fortune for sure.
It's definitely going to cost me. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you. I'm not leaving here right now.
Wait, we had like the go-tos, but then now I.
I already showed
you. I walked by the wine thing so many times.
Valencia's.
How much was that one?
$10.
What?
$10?
No, you're kidding me.
$10 for that bottle.
You are lying to me. I am buying a case.
They had one bottle of wine for $18. A girl never even mentioned it to me.
Paul Morrison, yeah, stay away from that wine. I am buying a case of that wine. I'm no joke. Who wants to split a case? I'll split a case with somebody. I wonder if they give you case pricing.
Case pricing.
But you buy your stuff. And you have everything for the wine. And the corn.
Do they have a white wine? Do they have a white wine?
Yes, they have a white wine.
Oh, it's right, there. I was supposed to.
Can I just say something? You got to try the mead.
They're like right over there.
It's delicious.
You can see
them,
but what's on top of that black truck?
It's wine made from honey.
Joey just forced me to buy it.
It's unbelievable.
Do they have samples of that?
They got samples right there.
Shamed you into it, huh?
Paul,
see where it says
get us some samples of the mead wine, because we want to try that.
1634, see the sign.
Tell us for Good Morning Gloss and do the right thing.
Like they have the night
jacket.
We've been pimping the shit out of them for the last half an hour. They could do the right thing.
That's not true.
Give us the mead.
Close to true.
Oh, they have mead at this Jewel Town Vineyards?
No, mead is from Ipswich, 1634.
Oh. He's going to go to the wrong place. Yep.
That's the name of his company? 1634?
Yep, 1634.
Right.
I've had 1634 before.
It's delicious.
It's a knight in shining armor.
See that?
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Right. That was fast.
I got it. Very impressive, by the way.
Yeah, I love my
We called each other earlier.
Yeah.
Is yours the gray one and hers the blue
no,
one?
No, these are both blue.
They're both blue. Do I have my faded one on or the new one?
You have the faded one on.
Very nice.
They look very nice.
I kayak in this because it
really
fits
so good.
It's got a nice big...
Can I say it right now? The Homie Cast next Thursday? Grill.
Boom. Right here, off
done.
The hook.
Done.
Off the hook.
Done.
Joey.
Done.
Are we
going to
get our
food
for
And we're going to get our food that we're going
to.
Listen to me right now.
Thursday night, we're going to get our food.
We're going to get our grass fed beef over there.
Right over there.
We're going to get our mead bullshit or whatever
whatever we're drinking is over there.
Sausage. Don't forget sausage.
Sausage.
We're going to get the Trupiano Sausita.
Oh, that reminds me. I have to get some.
And we're going to podcast right now. We're going to do on the Joey C desk.
That's it.
On the. It's all
we're ready.
It's it.
That's it. What's we're doing? That's what
that's
we're doing.
That's it. Put me in the grave.
Joey's going ready. All local all the time.
That's all it. The time.
Nikki Morgan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yay, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you. Give my love to your sister and tell her.
We're going
to
talk her off the ledge.
We're going to talk her off the ledge. She's been through worse.
I know.
Trust me. She's been through worse. That girl is resilient. Listen, I said this to someone today. Someone said to me, how is she going to do XYZ? I never bet against my sister.
Never.
I never, because she can do anything. So she'll figure that. By next week, she's going to have this on lockdown. I'm no concern.
All right.
Polly Wallace just showed up.
Thank you.
Let's go. Nikki, thank you, honey.
We'll see you next
week. This is going to be fun. This is going to be sticking at the top of the block for a week.
Hey, you.
Hi, guys.
Polly Wallace. Wait, get that killer away from me.
That was the funniest thing.
The assassin. Don't let that dog lick me to death. I will call my attorney.
Chairs next week.
Oh, we will. Oh, that's right, because you have to bring them in.
Yes. No, wait. What do you mean?
They bring them in.
No, you're not getting kicked out. You can stay here as long as you want.
No, but we bring the chairs in.
Good thing you brought a chair, Joey. I have to kneel.
I'll sit on the... No, that's right, Charlene. I used to do this. I'll sit on the...
You can take my seat.
I don't need to sit.
They're so afraid that...
These $3 chairs are going to get stolen.
No, I'll just sit on the table.
Thing that you need to get, but you have to come early, like 3 o'clock, is the olive bread over there.
The what?
Olive bread.
Oh, well, that olive bread is good.
AJ?
Oh,
is that AJ?
You have to get here really early for the olive bread. It goes quick.
The olive bread is tremendous.
There you go.
That's Charlene Delaney wannabe.
Charlene, do you get paid for that gig? Get that dog away from me. Does she get paid for this gig?
No.
No.
Volunteer.
Kill.
I used to do
it. That's what I'm saying.
Do this. And you know something.
You get that dog away from me.
She loves you. The dog weighs.
She loves you.
10 pounds, if that.
Look at that face.
Look at Joey.
Look at that face. She loves you. Come on,
please,
man.
Please, do me the right thing. Do the right thing. Do
No, you're very kind, though. You're always kind.
You were talking about the traffic. Well, on
about the beach traffic on the weekend and all this.
Oh, you could hear all the way inside?
Yes, because the window's open.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You were talking about the beach traffic. Well, on Saturdays, we have the shuttle that runs all day from 9 to 6. And
That's right. It
you can park for free, ride the shuttle for like $3. It takes you to Good Harbor. It takes you everywhere. You can park for free right there.
So you get off at exit 14, go 133, is it 133? Down to the Cape Ann Visitors. Gloucester
it's
Visitors Center.
No, it's the Stage Fort Visitors Center.
Stage Fort Visitors Center of Gloucester. You park for free, you get on the shuttle, you go anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, and then they bring you back here by 6 o'clock, so you can get pretty burnt and pretty tan down at the beach. Plus, we have a little beach right down
there. I love that little beach.
Is there something
beach
on my head? No, I really laugh at them.
I love Half Moon Beach.
Right now, we had a nice topic going on that you guys are disturbing. I don't know. You don't care, though. But we're breaking news here. Is there something on me?
It's a dry
Do I have a booger hanging out? What's going on?
Can I ask you a question?
My zit? Are you talking about the big zit on the side of my face?
No.
You don't have to Photoshop it out if that's the question.
No, I'm saying, can I post that little video of Izzy licking your head?
Oh, yeah, absolutely
got to
post that.
Oh, I hate these dogs.
The dog is this big, honey.
We were going to have I kept saying we should do the man cast at my house, but he won't do it because I have a dog.
Assassin!
All right, as we were so rudely interrupted by this dog, it costs nothing to do the park.
To park.
And the shuttle is only $3
a person. Yeah, it's like $3 a person.
So
yeah.
what is the route for the shuttle?
Get you a brochure and we can discuss
it. That's Kata.
This is like a drive-by plugging.
Are you telling me right now that this is not the spot for our podcast every week?
This is absolutely a good spot.
This is a spot for everything.
Are you
kidding? Even if it rained, we could be right here. Done.
Tim, you need to get a shot of from behind us looking at this beautiful view.
Okay, I'll do that.
The exposure is going to be tricky for you.
Look at the kids at the beach.
It's run by Kata.
So Kata.
It's a shuttle bus.
Park free and ride Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays from June 20th to September 7th, including 4th of July and Labor Day.
Yes.
One-way fare is only $1.
Yes.
All-day pass is $3.
That's
so it's even cheaper than what we
do. Most people do the all-day pass because if they get up, you can see the route. If they go to Good Harbor, then they want to come back.
But children under 5 years are free. Persons on Medicare are 50 cents.
Yes.
That's Rick.
I mean, this is... But this is
the
bananas.
Best deal in town.
But we were talking about this as if this didn't exist on the last Homie Cast. We were talking, they should have a shuttle. There is a shuttle.
That's right.
There is a shuttle already.
This is huge news. We're going to do a whole... This is going to be a whole post.
That's right.
We were talking about Rockport has this already and like Gloucester doesn't.
We've had it for This is our. I've been here 8 years.
Yeah, it's volunteering
for
when
here
I was doing
for 8 years.
Yeah.
I had no idea that there was a shuttle.
I didn't either. I knew there's a shuttle. I didn't know you could park for free.
Is there a sign somewhere that says shuttle?
2 weeks ago, when there was a traffic, I said to Sabathia, make the shuttle go to Wingersheek too, and let him park here.
Yep.
She said, "Oh my God, that's a good idea." But it doesn't go to Wingersheek now.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Oh, it goes down to Rock... Okay, I'm going to check.
So look at all the places...
Starts at Stage 4 Park. Goes down Rogers Street, Main Street.
Yeah.
It goes up Railroad Ave.
Goes all the way around and comes around.
All the way Bass Ave, Nautilus Road by Good Harbor Beach.
See? By the train station.
You can get off at the bridge.
The back shore, Eastern Point, Rocky Neck, East Main Street. Go right by Captain Joe and Sons.
Yeah.
North Shore Art Association.
Yeah, everywhere. You can get off anywhere along the road.
You just tell the guy, I get off here?
Yeah.
Well, it goes way up into into Rocky Neck, too.
That is bananas. Yeah. Hey, someone, Kim, can we get a shot of this?
Do they have a website, though? We can put the link.
You can take that. You can have that.
We'll take
that.
We need to add that.
I don't know if it has a link.
We need to add that link. Cape Ann Transportation Authority.
I bet it's a Stage 4 Park shuttle. Park and ride.
Wait, this is that map is over here.
From Festival. Yeah. I don't blame them. See, that's perfect for people.
That is perfect.
It gives kids a little thrill. They
and then the
that.
Other thing is, you can get dropped off. You can park up here, get dropped off down at St. Peter's, and take the water shuttle and go everywhere.
You really don't. Yeah, the water shuttle, too.
You know, fantastic. Are you posting this tonight?
I won't get to it tonight, probably. I may. So can I always add.
Can I give you the photos tomorrow morning?
Are you going to be busy?
You have to meet Tom.
Yeah, no problem. I'll save it then.
Okay.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay, you're welcome.
Look at the dog. He's got his ears pinned back. That's attack mode. Look, look, look. He's on his hind legs. He's ready to rip someone's jugular vein.
His stance is very, very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
For a 7-pound dog.
It's very aggressive.
He's even scared.
You got to clip the nuts off or they're going to want to hump everything in sight.
It didn't come with any nuts.
I know.
No, it's a rescue, so he can't even...
Oh, look. Did you see that? It's a girl, too.
It's a girl.
That's a good reason why it doesn't.
Boys, all cats,
so it's a crazy dog then.
Joey, huh?
It's not an aggressive dog. It's a crazy dog.
Ooh.
But see, that's another reason you can take the shuttle.
Because they don't have they don't let dogs on the shuttle.
Huh?
Why? Because they don't let dogs on the shuttle. See, there you go. I'll take the shuttle.
It's a safe zone.
It's a safe zone.
It's a safe place.
I'm in my safe place.
I'm worry about
shuttle.
You more than
Joey,
you
when
think.
When Joey's an old man, he'll be that guy sitting in the back of the shuttle like all day.
Like Manny Simo's on the water shuttle. That'll be me.
I love that water shuttle too.
The only problem with that water shuttle, it doesn't go to Somerville, Massachusetts.
Doesn't go to Magnolia Beach either.
Or Magnolia Beach.
There's no place for it to dock. Over at Rave Chasm, not a problem.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Paul out there.
Look, Paul's got some goodies. What do you got for goodies?
Gordon.
Oh, wait, do we have the malt?
The mead?
The mead.
The mead. Of course we have the mead.
Oh, we're going to sample the mead.
I went to the original. Mead.
Damn.
It's honey, Joey. It's
all right, let's go. We got to do samples.
With the... Take a sip.
Can we do the samples?
I think that's a cork.
Then wait a minute and then take another sip. You know, take another shot about 5 minutes later because it's weird. I mean, this is the original what the pilgrims drank, you know.
So is that supposed to be good or bad? Is that an endorsement or not?
It's 14% alcohol. It's good.
It does. Okay.
That's a lot.
So if the pilgrims drank that?
Yeah.
Is that what gave them the night vapors and all that kind of stuff?
Kismet's making her early exit as usual. Where you go? Tell Tom we said I'd give him our best regards.
The only thing that's in there is honey and yeast and sugar.
Even though I have food poisoning, I don't
want
to
go.
Very nice.
95.
Sparkling wines at the Passports Wine Dinner tonight. You got to take pictures? You can do a whole post?
10,000
sips. Past 2,000 when I put one of those things on.
Okay. All right, we're getting out of time. We got to focus.
All right,
focus.
Yeah, because I got to go to my medical bill.
All right, we're going to quickly. James has his leather man out. He's always prepared. That doesn't have a bottle opener on it?
No, it doesn't. It's not.
Should we not ruin this bottle of mead?
Yeah, we should probably not do that.
We're not going to ruin the bottle of mead. That'll be the topic for
I had the wherewithal to ask the girl with the wine to open it for me.
Hey, will they open this for us, Paul, or no?
You can't.
All right.
I don't have a corkscrew.
You shouldn't. It's telling you not to open it. Karma is saying don't open it.
Karma's not saying because Donna's going to go. She doesn't want any of us else to drink the meat. But that's not.
Donna has to finish your medical bill.
All right, everybody, gather around.
Announce the Blackburn Challenge.
Oh, yes. This weekend is one of those quintessential Gloucester summer weekends. There is the Rum Line Striper Tournament, which is a no-brainer. For the entry fee alone, you get a cookout and a T-shirt. Even if you don't fish, go down and support them. You get the Blackburn Challenge. We got Nicole Schraft is going to be covering that all weekend long. We're
going to
get awesome coverage of that. Are you doing the Blackburn Challenge?
I'm going out in my kayak from Corliss Landing.
And there is also an event that every year is exciting. You go watch it. A great place to watch it is from the Breakwater.
Mm-hmm.
The Blackburn Challenge.
That's so much fun.
So much fun.
You get all very inspired.
The fourth annual Bluefin
Blowout.
Yeah, we got that. Okay.
Did we say that?
I don't know. We did
I
twice.
I thought I said Nicole Schraft is covering the Bluefin Blowout.
Oh yeah, you did.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So good. So for Nikki Bogan, for Donna Artizzoni, for James Eves, Polly Walnuts, Paul Morrison,
and Izzy,
Kim Schmidt,
and Izzy. Don't forget.
And the attack dog.
And Carol Channing.
Hey.
Yay!
You want me to be Carol Channing, don't you?
Well.
Mm-hmm.